And welcome to the restart of In Every World. I had to take another take because the other one I had cut off part of it, and also I had a big coughing fit. So I apologize if I'm coughing in this video, but I still have a really big cough. So let me just get myself settled. And by the way, this is my story for the creative writing contest that I think I told you guys about. I'm not too sure. If I didn't, then you can ask Kaylee because she knows about it. And she knows I'm doing it. So this is a 6-page document, but I'm in read mode, so it is a 15-page document now. So, let's get started. Hold on. Okay. Long before the Big Bang, what you may not know was a world where magical creatures like me lived. We are called Cthowers. We don't have wings and we don't withhold any actual magic. The main point is, we are magical because before the Big Bang, nothing existed. But us, of course. It was a moderate day. I had stayed after Clefairia, which is school, to help set up the artistic fest. My friend Claire was just finishing the banner before the bell rang to signify us that the building was about to shut down for the weekend. While everyone filed out of the classroom, I quickly grabbed my new sheet of glyphics and walked over to Tally's, the caring center for the youngsters. There, my little 3-year-old sister, Viola, sat contently playing with 2 other little girls. "May!" shouted Viola as I came closer to the room. "Vi," I said in a cheery voice, "how was your day?" Viola gave me a goofy grin and stuck her thumb up in the air to tell me it had been a wonderful day. Then she quickly stuck her thumb back in her mouth and began sucking it. I smiled, then picked up the plump and happy 3-year-old and signed her out. The walk home was not that far from where the caring center was, so I had plenty of energy to run around and dilly-dally with Viola. She giggled as I chased her on the walkway, and finally I slowed down to catch my breath. I picked her up again and began walking to the little neighborhood in which we reside. I opened the door and waddled inside. I set Viola in her bed so she can take a nap while I finished my glyphics. My parents hadn't arrived until much later. They had been helping with the organization, a job that was very high class, especially if you were the president or even vice president. Those 2 ranks were the ones my parents had. My dad, the president, and my mom, vice president. My parents came in with bags under their eyes. I had just started making dinner, and Viola was playing with some of her toys. My mom went to her desk and began to scribble down some glyphics, then went on to read the forecast for the time for sleep. There is a gong that will be rung a certain amount of times. This is to tell us it is time for the town to all go to sleep. The gong had already rang for when we were to start making dinner, so that was why it had started without my parents. The gong rang 11 times. It was time to eat. We ate our meal in silence until my mom asked me a question. Did you help set up the artistic festival for tomorrow? Yes, everything is in place. Claire and I got it all finished. All we need to do now is make sure the thrones for our art king and queen are set up. I responded, fantastic. I'm hoping this festival will be the best yet, exclaimed my dad, who is always up for the artistic fest. Yay, shouted Viola gleefully. The artistic fest is where all the Cthowers show their artistic talent. A female and a male are picked to be crowned king and queen of the festival. If you want to be one, then you have to participate in the contest. I have been the artistic festival's princess for many years, but I have never been queen. This year, I will try my absolute hardest. If I don't get queen, I will always try next year. My parents thought of the artistic festival back before they were even married. They saw how much art there was in Hythoria, and then they went to the organization. The council loved the idea, and I agree with their decision. The artistic fest was the best idea my parents had ever had. The gong rang 12 times. It was time to clean up and go to sleep. That night, I couldn't sleep well. I was too excited about the contest and who would be participating in it. After thinking for several minutes, I finally lulled myself to sleep with the thought of winning in my head. Morning came with excitement. I quickly hopped out of bed at the sound of the morning gong and ran straight to Clefairia, and this was going to be amazing. Tucked underneath my arm was a painting that took me a year to paint. I kept the painting for my 16th year at the Artistic Fest. I bumped into Claire on the way to the auditorium. "Hey, slow down there. You're going to run someone over, Michaela," said Claire. "Sorry, I was just going to put my painting quickly in its spot. Then we need to set up the thrones," I replied. "That's where I was headed." "I'll go set up the thrones. You go set up your painting, okay?" "Got it." Then I sped off down the hall and into the room where the contest was held. I hung my painting on its usual tack, then looked to see the other artworks. Some were fantastic, some needed work, some were rushed, and most were of the same thing they had done last year, except better. I ran to the auditorium and found Claire and Beth struggled to move the king's throne to the correct spot on the stage. "Need a little help?" I offered. "Yeah, this chair is heavy," said Beth. I walked up to the stage, then helped scoot the chair where it needed to be. Then we took the queen's throne and plopped that right next to the other. The gong rang 13 times. The festival was about to begin. Excitement bubbled through me as more cathowers started filing into the building. Some set up their work in the contest room. Others examined the artwork that was hung in every direction. Lots of people clumped around my painting. Some said the painting was different, and others said it was the same as every other painting in the room. I was not offended by any criticism. I usually just sat and listened to what they had to say, mostly because I used the advice each year to plan. I planned to bring back a better painting or mural. After sitting for a while, I got up and took my seat in the auditorium. The winners were to be announced any second. The small, plump man walked onto the stage and stood in the center. The crowd silenced. "Thank you for your undivided attention," said the man. "Here are our winners for the painting contest. In third place, we have Joanne Thompson. In second place, we have Robert Marquette. In first place, and our princess is Kendall Riley." "Uh-oh, I didn't get first place. What if I didn't place at all?" I started to panic. My hands got clammy, and I started to shake. What was going to happen? Our festival's king is Gregory Albright. Greg, he always wins the king's spot. And now here's what I've been waiting for. And our festival's queen is Michaela Korolik. Keep going. I won. I walked up to the stage just like I did in my dreams. I looked at Greg, then at the crowd, sharing my name. I was as happy as I could ever been in my entire life. The rest of the festival was grand. I sat on my throne and talked to Greg for a while, and then I went to find Claire, who congratulated me with a hug. My mom and dad were so proud of me. Even little Vi was squirming happily in my mother's arms. The gong rang once. Star watching time. I went to my usual spot up by the hill. I lied down and looked at all of the different stars. Then there was a beam of light, something that I had never seen before. As it got closer, I stood up and watched it fall. I wanted to touch the light. A piece of what might have been a star. My head thought otherwise. "Run, get out of there, you'll die," I thought. I broke out of my trance and ran as fast as I could carry my legs, but I was too slow. The light got to our world. I tripped, my leg cracked, and I screamed in pain. My parents and little sister were nowhere to be found. All that I was left with was a scorching heat. Then my vision blurred and everything went black. Something's not right. I'm not at home. Not my bed. I'm in some place that I've never heard of. I open my eyes and find myself in a different world, with powder that covers the ground. There's something in the sky. Something I've never noticed before. The light. I looked around. Nothing is here. And no one is here. How long have I been out? I try and move, but I can't. I'm stuck in a block. I move a bit more, then it shatters. Then I start to walk. I walked, for hours and days on end. All I could do was walk. Nothing kept me more occupied than walking on the endless sheet of ground beneath my feet. Once I had gotten to something that looked like an opening, I walked inside, then finally laid down. I slept for long periods of time, then sitting up and thinking, or crying, or going absolutely insane. One time, I never woke up, until there were voices. It seemed like many years had passed since I had last woken up, so I opened my eyes, ready to see Athoria again, but I didn't. I saw a tired old man with large hands and body. He grabbed me by the waist and lifted me in the air. I was no bigger than the size of his finger, which meant that I wasn't the bigger person. He and his men all cheered in delight as they saw me. I felt warmed, but then again, quite startled. The large creature brought me back to his home. There lay a woman and a small infant, cradled in warm blankets. He set me on the ground and then went outside. A few minutes later, the man came back with a small version of his own home, one big enough to fit 10 kilfowers, and that was where I stayed. Intruders had come to the village I stayed at. They had odd weapons and were killing every man in sight. I saw the man. He was dead. He had sent his wife and child to a nearby village. They would be protected there. The intruders, his leader, had just noticed me when I came to look upon the man who had helped me long ago. The leader grabbed me forcefully, then buried me in the soil, where I blacked out for more than an eternity. I woke with a start, bumping my head on the nightstand. A ceiling fan blew cool air on my face. I was covered in large blankets. I looked around, then I heard a voice. "It's time to get up, girls. It's your first day of school." "What school? Where am I? What am I doing here? What happened?" And that is my story. Thank you for listening.